okay, Ollie Horgan. Disappointing in the end up to lose that.
Yeah, look, we took a cut off it and we fell short. Not by a whole lot. You know, the fact that we scored first gave us something to hold on to. Derry were the better side, as would be expected. They went full strength to their credit and showed us a lot of respect. And, you know, even at 1-1, they took Rory Patterson on. You know, I see him struggling a bit there. So they wanted to win that, as we did. But look, they deserved to win it. There wasn't a huge amount in it, which, you know, we expected on a day like today in our own pitch here as opposed to going to their pitch in the Brandywell. But look, we've come out the wrong side of the defeat, which is never pleasing.
Yeah, Derry City will look at that and think they took an awful long time to get going, Ollie, and that was down as much to your good performance in the first half hour or so.
Yeah, I thought we played well. I thought we were up for the game and we scored from a second phase of a set piece. It's just a pity we couldn't have scored from one of the men at loan at the same time of the game. And we might be 2 points better off on the table than where we're at the moment. And that's probably, you know, it fell for us there, Kieran Codd striking off the post. And I'm not saying we didn't want that. Of course we wanted it. We made a good spectacle of it. But, you know, in the second half, we had about two half chances. Not that Derry created a huge amount, but to be fair to them, they kept going and going and had us, you know, under pressure with the they had possession of the ball. You know, I'd say 75% of possession in that second half. And credit to them, and we wish them well in the next round.
Yeah. The changes that you made tonight, can you explain those, Ollie? Were you just shaking things up for the cup game, or was there anything to report?
Changes before the game?
Yeah.
There were some people unavailable. We had to take a couple of people off early because they picked up knocks that we risked one or two of them. Probably in hindsight we shouldn't, but I'm looking at Derry risking Rory and Patterson, and he's struggling as well. So we're not the only one that went to try and win that game. And look, I thought it was a decent game. The better side won, credit to them, and we had a massive game against Galway on Friday, Nolik.
Yeah, and I know, listen, you're only getting the players in after that game, but Friday night's game will take on much more importance, I'm sure.
Yeah, it should, to put it that way to you. You know, like, our players are up for that game, as were Derry. Now, Galway are a decent football inside, and they're not far off the quality that Derry have. So if we're not up for that game, we know all about it, with the likes of Danny Furlong, Ryan Connolly, all Premier Division players, Owen McCormack. You know, and we need to be up for that game as we were tonight, and maybe at times on Friday night in Athlone we weren't.
Yeah, disappointing after that Athlone game, Ollie. I mean, you see your team go out and play so well tonight for, well, a good 45 minutes.
The point I'm making is that it fell for us, the goal tonight, to put us 1-0 up. It just couldn't fall for us on Friday. We hit posts, you know, we'd lose our half chances. Couldn't pull one away, and next thing we found ourselves 1-0 down with a brilliant strike from young Shane Stokes, to their credit, to Athlone. And then, you know, it falls for you today, but we still ended up not winning again. So look, Friday is huge. We need to get something out of it, which would be very difficult. It'll be a very poor record against Galway, and they're a full time outfit and will take some beating.
Will be the biggest test of the league season to date?
Jeez, they're all tests. Yeah, the game is a test. Athlone was a test. Shelburne was a test. Drogheda was a test. Cork was a test. Wexford was a test. They're all tests. They're massive tests. You know, are Galway the best side in it? I don't know. Only time will tell. I mean, UCD are top of the table, and they're our next two games. So take your pick out of that. But, you know, we need to be up and running and have players available for Friday night to get anything out of it, because we need to get something out of it after maybe leaving 2 points behind in Athlone. But credit to Athlone for that.
Wasn't the penalty,
I didn't see it properly. I think my complaint might be a whole lot of yellow cards that were given late in the game, and yet there was a couple of maybe... I don't want any player booked, Finn Harps nor Derry, but... You know, I mean, there's constant, you know, questioning of the officials. You don't book early in the game, you'll get away with anything, it seems, with the officials in the first 20 minutes. And then from there on, anything is a yellow card, which disappoints me. Now, I've made my voice known with that. The penalty decision tonight, and indeed in Athlone and Drogheda, and you could argue in a load of the games haven't gone away, and please God, it'll leave a note. I haven't seen enough of the penalty decision. I did question the referee about it. He said he was certain that he got it. But look, I can't say that he made a mistake, because I'm not going down that line. But, you know, please God, that the decisions will, you know, turn out to even up by the end of the season. But we need them to. And we need to improve to try and get anything out of Galway on Friday, Eric.